This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County's Board of Commissioners voted unanimously Tuesday to pass a resolution declaring itself, quote, a non-sanctuary county. CPR's Paolo Schulze has more.
Through the resolution, the county declared it will not open shelters or other resources for new undocumented immigrants. County Commissioner Bobby Daniels said adding new services specifically for immigrants would strain the county.
We are empathetic to the struggles that Denver is facing and other communities, but we must focus on addressing our residents and our pressing needs.
Nothing is stopping immigrants from traveling to Grand Junction, and nothing is stopping local nonprofits from assisting them. The county said it will direct any new immigrants to seek help from those groups. I'm Paolo Schulze, CPR News.
Final candidates will appear in front of Pueblo City Council today for interviews aimed at filling the at-large seat left vacant when the new mayor took office. The six potential appointees were selected from a larger group of applicants. Council is expected to make a choice tonight. The new council member will be sworn in on Monday and will hold office through next year. The Denver Classroom Teachers Union has kicked off a supply drive for new immigrant students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Denver Public Schools reports that more than 3,400 students have enrolled in schools across the district since summer. Some classrooms have 35 students. Some students need classroom supplies, and their families need basic supplies. Rob Gould is president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
New clothing, school supplies, and hygiene products. And even $10 gift cards, $10 to $20 gift cards that can help support a family.
Teachers are making donations as the district's six community hubs collect money and supplies. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver and Colorado Springs, there's a chance for rain or snow today with a high in the 40s. This is CPR News and KRCC.